Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zeroing in on something pretty significant in Austrian healthcare.
We are indeed. It's the development of their very first national clinical pharmacy competency framework, specifically for hospital pharmacists.
Right. And you're here because you want the important stuff quick and clear without getting, you know, bogged down in technical jargon.
Exactly. Think of this as your shortcut to understanding why this is a big deal.
So our mission today: unpack why Austria needed this, how they actually built it using existing European standards, and what it means.
What it means for patient safety and the future of hospital pharmacy there. We're using a detailed research article that lays it all out.
Okay, let's start with the why, the basic question. Why did Austria need its own national framework?
Good starting point.
I mean, there's already a European one, right?
Yeah.
The AHP's CTF from 2017.
There is, yeah, but that's the thing. It existed, but Austria hadn't formally adopted or adapted it nationally.
Yep.
And this is happening against a backdrop where everyone, WHO, Council of Europe, agrees patient safety is paramount.
And skilled pharmacists are key to that safety.
Absolutely crucial. They're the medicines experts, right?
Yeah.
So defining what skilled means through competencies is fundamental for their training.
Makes sense. Especially since, as the study notes, pharmacy education isn't uniform across countries.
Exactly. Initial training varies. So a further education framework like this helps sort of level the playing field, ensure a common standard of practice.
And there's another layer here, isn't there? Planned legal changes in Austria.
Yes, that's a really important driver. They're looking at potentially expanding what hospital pharmacists can legally do.
But they can't really do that without clearly defining what pharmacists are competent to do first.
Precisely. You need that clear definition of skills. It's like meeting the job description before you can hire someone or expand their role legally.
So it's foundational for legislative change, too. Okay, so how did they go about creating it? The article mentions a three-phase study.
Yeah, a multi-method approach. Phase one was a big systematic literature review.
Okay.
And they looked broadly, not just PubMed and the usual databases, but also 48 different healthcare websites globally.
So casting a wide net.
Definitely. They pulled in 28 relevant documents, frameworks, guidelines, and identified, get this, 379 individual behavior competencies.
Wow, nearly 400. That's a lot.
Yeah.
How did they handle that in phase two?
Phase two involved mapping and what they call discursive analysis. Researchers checked each one for appropriateness in Austria, and they mapped them against the European CTF, specifically the patient care and clinical pharmacy skills part.
And that narrowed it down?
Significantly. They removed a huge number of duplicates, 354 actually,
wow,
and six that were only relevant for community pharmacy. That left them with just 19 core competencies to move forward with.
Only 19 from almost 400. That really shows the value of tailoring it, doesn't it? Not just copy-pasting.
It really does. You need that national context.
Yep.
Then came phase three, validation.
Right. The expert panel.
Yeah. Four board members from the Austrian Association of Hospital Pharmacists, the AAHP. Different regions, different experience levels.
And they had to agree on everything.
Unanimously.
Yeah.
Any change required full consensus, which adds real weight to the final framework.
Good approach. The article also mentions using specific reporting guidelines, Conferred HP and Prisma. Why is that important?
It's about transparency and rigor. Using standard guidelines like those means the process is clear, repeatable, and scientifically sound, builds credibility.
Got it. Now, these 19 competencies they ended up focusing on, where did they mostly come from? Did they borrow from other countries?
They did, strategically. They didn't reinvent the wheel entirely. A lot came from existing well-regarded frameworks.
Yeah.
The biggest contributor was Ireland's framework from the PSI, the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland. That provided seven.
Okay.
Then five came from the UK's Royal Pharmaceutical Society, the RPS, and four from the Society of Hospital Pharmacists of Australia, SHPA.
So drawing on established international best practice.
Very much so. But the Austrian expert panel still had discussions and made specific tweaks, right?
They did. There were some interesting points raised. For example, basic physical examination skills.
Right. Pharmacists in Austria don't generally do that.
So did they remove it?
No, they kept it, but with important caveats. Only in emergency first aid situations or it's specifically delegated by a doctor, and always within Austrian law.
Pragmatic. What else?
They added clarifying notes to a couple of competencies, like 2.7, seamless care.
Okay.
They specified it should focus on medicine management continuity. And for 2.8, transfer of care, the focus should be communication between providers, just making it really clear.
Avoiding ambiguity. Good idea.
Yeah. And another one, 6.2 logistics. They added a note in specialized settings.
Why was that?
Because the broader European framework already covers general management and logistics quite well. This Austrian adaptation was really honing in on the clinical skills domain.
So avoiding overlap. Makes sense. What about prescribing? That's often a hot topic.
It came up. Competency 5.9 deals with pharmacist prescribing. But since that's not currently legal in Austria, they added the comment, within the legal authorizations in Austria, acknowledges the competency exists internationally, but grounds it in the current Austrian reality, while leaving the door open, perhaps.
And they added first aid, too, at 6.1.
Yes, because first aid is actually mandatory under Austrian law for everyone. So the panel felt it was essential to include it explicitly for pharmacists, too.
Interesting. So after all this work, the review, the mapping, the expert input, what's the big picture? What does this mean for Austria?
Well, first off, it's huge because it's the first nationally tailored clinical pharmacy framework they've ever had for hospitals.
A real milestone.
Definitely. And the way they did it, adapting the European CTF could be a useful model for other countries in similar situations.
And it ties back directly to patient safety, which we talked about earlier.
Absolutely. Better defined competencies should lead to, well, more competent pharmacists, which supports those WHO and Council of Europe safety goals.
And it impacts education too, presumably.
Big time. It gives universities and postgraduate programs a clear target for what skills clinical pharmacists need. It can inform curriculum development.
And critically, it enables those planned legal changes we mentioned.
Exactly. It provides the necessary foundation to define an expanded scope of practice for hospital pharmacists.
Now, we should also touch on limitations. Every study has them. What did the authors note?
They were upfront about a few things. One was the language limitation. Only English documents were included in the review.
So potentially missed some non-English frameworks.
Potentially, yes. Also, some key frameworks, like updated ones from Ireland and the UK, were published after their review finished.
Yeah, timing issues.
Yeah. And the lack of standard wording across different frameworks made comparing and mapping difficult. Plus, the expert panel, while representative, was small. 4 people.
So maybe not capturing every single viewpoint. Important context.
It is. And the paper also touches on the broader Austrian healthcare system context. Well, Austria actually has more doctors and nurses per capita than the EU average, but fewer hospital pharmacies and pharmacists.
Interesting imbalance.
It might suggest, you know, more traditional, maybe hierarchical structures where the pharmacist's clinical role hasn't evolved as quickly as elsewhere.
And didn't they mention a study on patient safety culture?
Yes. A recent Austrian study looked at safety culture in hospitals, and pharmacy staff weren't even included.
Really?
Yeah. It kind of reflects that older view of pharmacy being mainly about logistics and drug production, not direct patient care impact.
Which is exactly what this competency framework aims to support and maybe change over time.
Precisely. It defines the clinical skills needed, which can drive changes in education and ultimately perception and practice.
Does Austria have existing specialist training?
It does. There is a specialist hospital pharmacist further education program, but the paper notes it's not clear how well it aligns with these new competencies or European standards. This framework provides a benchmark for that alignment now.
So what's next for this framework? Is it being used?
It's currently being considered by the key bodies, the AAHP and the Austrian Chamber of Pharmacists. It's seen as crucial for pushing forward those potential legal changes to the Pharmacy Act.
But more work is needed.
Definitely. The authors stress the need for future research, getting input from all stakeholders, patients, doctors, government, and importantly, the hospital pharmacists themselves.
To figure out how to actually implement it effectively. Barriers,
yeah.
Facilitators.
Exactly. Understanding the practicalities of putting it into action, getting feedback from those on the ground is key for refinement.
So it feels like a really solid foundation has been laid, but building on it is the next crucial phase.
That sums it up well. Having this first national framework is a major achievement. It defines the skills, supports patient safety, and paves the way for the profession's future development in Austria.
Okay, let's wrap up this deep dive. The key takeaway. Austria now has its first national clinical pharmacy competency framework for hospital pharmacists.
A framework developed rigorously, adapting European standards to Austria's needs, all aiming to boost patient safety by defining pharmacists' skills clearly.
And for you listening, You've now got a solid grasp of this significant step in Austrian healthcare and the careful process behind it.
We hope so. It's a detailed look at how these important professional standards get developed.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. What if all healthcare professions had globally standardized, or at least harmonized, competency frameworks?
Interesting question.
Could that lead to more consistent, safer patient care everywhere? And looking at Austria, what are the real hurdles to making this framework a daily reality in hospitals? What can other countries learn from this whole process?
Lots to think about there. How do you translate the document into real-world practice changes?
Definitely food for thought. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.